Guys, dudes, welcome back to another episode of American Dudocracy. It is good to be back. What's up, Mayor Dave?
Hello, my brothers. Everything is well. Did you guys notice that the robins are singing and the buds are budding and people are burning fields? And I'm telling you, I love this time of the year. I honestly do. It's still chilly and a little sketchy, but I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Good.
How about you, Kamikaze?
Yeah, no, I love it. Yeah, springtime's my favorite. We're not quite there yet, but yeah, days are getting longer, warmer. So what are we smoking today, Dave? We're kind of switching it up from our usual. We got kind of a brand new cigar here.
Chiba?
I got it in a brand new case that came with it. It kind of has a nifty little latch like usual. You probably have a box collection yourself, but on sale, kind of a special. I can't even read the dang thing because I forgot my glasses. But it's pretty snappy looking. It's all square and whatnot.
It's a square cigar. I don't think I've ever smoked here. I took my little cover off.
I like it, Dave. It's smooth, buddy.
Yeah.
It is a Maria Mancini.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Pretty good, buddy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's try it out, see how we do, and
yeah.
Good change of pace. We get about halfway through. If we're buzzed up, you'll know why. A little stronger cigar, mm-hmm. Dave-o. These are like real cigars.
Yeah, it does have a good flavor, though. Growing I mean, up. Good.
Stay tuned for our rating at the end of the episode where we rate these bad boys.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you got to get about halfway through before you can rate a cigar.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I noticed the birds chirping and the early mornings, the sun coming up a little earlier. Dude, I've noticed it too, man. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yep. I'm ready.
Yep. And tomorrow is we jump forward.
Tomorrow is so. Spring forward. So mm-hmm. As you guys are hearing this, it'll be a couple days ago, but we are springing forward into spring, which summer not too far beyond that. So mm-hmm.
You know, they just need to do away with that whole thing, though. I hate setting the clock back and forward. And why? Again, I see the point back in the day. I think it's the time for that has come and gone, right? Just like the Civil Liberty Union.
You, yeah. Let me tell you, though.
Dropping bombs right out of the gate.
If we do a chronological order in 3,000 years, you will thank whoever invented all that, because I think it's supposed to come around to the calendars and be corrected. So in 3,000 years, you'll say you're sorry for saying that.
Okay. Well, I stand partially corrected in 3,000 years.
Yeah. TBD.
Y3K.
We'll revisit that one later.
Yeah, yeah. We'll follow up on that.
Let's put a pin in that for 3,000.
Yeah.
For 3K.
Call it bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the spring forward, fall back thing. Like, I get it. You want to wake up and you want the sun to be up and you don't want it to be too dark early on in the day. And I don't know, man. To me, it's not like a big deal. I guess I'm neutral. I don't. Nah, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Like,
whatever.
Just the hassle factor with going back and changing the clock and then doing it again. It's like, why?
Yeah.
We don't need that anymore, right? See, kids don't have to walk to school.
If you're handy like us, like half your clocks just stay on one time and half stay on the other. So you just never have to change them.
My clocks are...
You just know which clocks are true. Sprung forward and not.
Well, I leave my motorcycle on summertime anyway.
There you go.
I never change it. It's,
That's right. It's good. That's good info, man. Life hack. Just leave your motorcycle on summertime.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the boat.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Unless you're hardcore like Matt out there riding in the blizzard.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Dude, I was talking to a coworker about that. Like, I can't believe some of the idiotic stuff I used to do on my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like riding with my feet down in the snow, rain, passing car. Like, I told you guys about that.
Oh, idiot. Man.
Idiot. Hardcore, man. Hardcore. Yeah, that's what I meant. Tough.
Real man riding there. Yeah,
be a man. Be a man. Heated grips. Be a man. You ever passed a car chained up front wheel drive? Be a man. Oh, dude. Well, summer coming. I don't know about you guys, man, but I got to revisit the economy. I know the State of the Union stuff just kind of happened, and I know it's an election year, and I know all the lies are getting paved over and flying, and dude, the horse shite flinging has happened, and everybody wants to pretend like everything's fine and normal, and there's some stats out there. You know, we've been talking about this, and I don't know how anybody that's living cannot see that the cost of living is tremendously up. And,
oh yeah,
you know, with summer coming and weird weather and all this stuff, cycling events. I don't know about you guys, man, but the cost of stuff just isn't coming down. They can spin it however they want. They can lie about it however they want. They can talk smack about it however they want. But dude, there's the stats. Do we really need the stats? That's my question.
No, well, I think just to challenge the stats themselves, right? So they look at the GDP overall, how does it go up? Well, a big massive part of that is energy. They don't factor that in on the dang inflation calcs, right? So bogus. How I still don't understand how they get away with that. It's like, we're not bad, you know?
We covered that even in a couple podcasts ago about natural gas. I mean, once natural gas, at least the price that we see in the market fluctuates, it does. Right. But our home heating bill, our fuel, all that, it never comes down. And when will it ever come down? It won't.
Right. And right now, the price of gas, it's sub $2.
Oh, no.
In fact, it dropped way low,
Price natural gas. Yeah.
And it was at, let's see, we just ran this the other day at work, like 1958 or something was the last time we got that low. I mean,
is that showing in your bill?
So should our electricity bill match the 1958 plus inflation? Well, I wonder what that would be if you ran the calcs on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even remotely close, but the price is about the same as it was way back then, right? Price of natural gas is super low.
Yeah, the actual commodity, the trading price and the cost to purchase and utilize is super low.
Yep.
But all, just like the rest of the government nonsense, the fluff, the regulatory burden, the environmental surcharges, all of the nonsense that the government has tacked on makes it, well, here's the stats, actually, overall. So this little study was put out by the Koch brothers and some other people, and it's about Bidenomics. Bidenomics.com. So this, I believe, I don't know, to me, it seems like it's not telling the whole story, but it's a good start. So it says the cost of living since Biden took office overall is up 18%. So that's everything included. That's the cost coming out of your pockets as a family. And what is 18%? So
does that reflect like housing increase, rent increase, fuel? Okay.
Yes, sir. I believe it does. Gotcha. Because it says the cost directly to every American family, it's costing them $11,400 more per year to maintain the quality of life they had in January 2021.
Holy crap, 11,000.
So 11, almost 12, so 11 and a half thousand more dollars on average per family is what this study shows.
What is that? Where is that rate since 2021, you're saying?
This is from January 2021 through now.
Now, would that include the end of Trump's policies, or how does that compare to the administration then? You get what I'm saying?
So this
it could be incrementally more.
Yeah, this gives a year of overlap, right? Because Biden took office 2020, right? First part of January 2020. This gives Biden a 1 year in office for his policies to take.
21. He was elected in 20. Just like this is an election year. Even years are election.
Oh, and they take office. So this is when he took office.
Right. Which is, actually, I think, representative. So if you're not getting a $4,000 a year pay bump, you're not even keeping up with inflation.
Correct.
If it went up $11,000 at $4,000 increase a year, right, that puts you at $12,000. So you'd be $1,000 ahead of inflation. So who got a $12,000 raise over the last 3 years?
Yeah, right. Well, right? Most people are working two jobs. And that's based on them saying, you know, Joe Biden, the quote is, we're bringing down prices across the board. And the reality of that is the cost of living is up 18%, like across the board. Mm-hmm. So that gives us a number, right? At least kind of factors in some of the loose ends and some of the nonsense and all the BS. And then the next claim is wages are up after being adjusted for inflation. And that was Joe Biden saying that, right? So real wages, this says real wages and take home pay are both down. Working Americans are making less under Joe Biden, with inflation adjusted hourly wages down 2%. Real wage increases have been more than offset by a decrease in the average work week. The result, since January 2021, real weekly earnings have shrunk 4.4%. So back to what you were saying, Dwayne, yeah. Not only have people not gotten the raises, but they're making less money. So the burden is up 11,500 and their overall income is actually down 4.4%. So factor that into the 11,500 and the gap gets wider, yes. Right? Is how I read that.
Yep.
Sound right? So it's a good, like, if you're hearing this and you're like us and you know, like, you don't need stats. I mean, you can go to the grocery store, you can go buy things, you can look at your heating bill. Like, you're living your life and you can tell that the cost of everything is up, and the TV might tell you different. So these are the stats that kind of let you know you're not crazy.
Yep.
So don't let them gaslight you, right? Like, the facts are there. And that, to me, like, that's the can of worms I want to crack open today, right? Why does it take some people reading things like this before they trust their own eyes? Mm-hmm. Are we that politically bought in or driven that we don't believe it unless we like see it, like from a third party? Like, when you go to the store and you look in your cart and you're like, I have 8 things and that's $120. What? You fill your gas tank and you're like, that's $85 to fill my gas tank. And in 2020, gas average was like $1.70. Mm-hmm. And it's still over $2.40 a gallon at the pump right now on average.
Oh, so it's $3.15 now.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's jumped 20 cents in the last week or two.
There you go.
It has.
So there you go. It's still almost double. Mm-hmm. Well, it is double. That's mm-hmm. almost right at double.
Yeah.
For what it was then. You know what I mean? So that's double. So you just go on down and down, right? And the deficit, Dwayne, I know you've hit on this a ton, man, when we talk through the clock and the debt spending. Dude, if you haven't looked at that clock, please go look at that. It is spooky.
Spinning out of control.
Anxiety meds before you go look at the bill.
Smoke a good cigar. Yeah. How true.
A Colorado weed here.
A green one.
So yeah, $2 trillion is the new normal for an annual deficit. $2 trillion, which is, Dwayne, you've said that a few times on here, man. You know, growing, they're saying, oh, we're growing the Joe Biden. We're growing an economy from the middle out and the bottom up instead of the top down. Bidenomics is just another way of saying the American dream. And then the facts, you know, with more debt, higher interest rates and higher prices, the American dream is out of reach for too many Americans. Inflation, as always, hits the poor the hardest. 7% mortgage rates are pricing many middle class families out of the housing market. The New York Fed reports household debt reached a record high of $17.5 trillion.
Household debt?
Household debt.
American.
Does that
American.
Mean American citizens like us?
Household, house, oh, homeowners. There you go.
Oh, household, my right? gosh. That's horrid.
Isn't that so scary?
Yeah. Like, what is it? One or two? Yeah. The credit cards are like $1 or $2 trillion of that. Student debts are just hit the $1 trillion mark. Right. So add all these up. Right. And that's where we're at. It's super scary. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you go down the list, right? It costs more to drive to work. It costs more to heat your home. We've beat on that. So here's some stats. So across America, Joe Biden's energy policies have hit Americans hard. Since coming into office, home heating oil is up 44%. Gasoline is up 33%. And electricity and natural gas are both up 29%. Now, we just ironically started out by saying the natural gas commodity is at a low, a 60 plus year low, but the consumer is not seeing that because of all the government fluff that's been thrown into it
and the fees drives and the taxes cost. That go on top of it.
Correct. Correctamundo.
Just it's kind of like cigarettes, right? There's the
excise tax,
they call them the sin tax, right? So if you consume any of those products, they're going to pay. You're paying way more percent tax than any other product in that category. Kind of the same thing for natural gas, right?
Yeah.
I just learned about excise tax when I ordered my last round of cigars. Starting January 1, here in Colorado, there's a handful of states that do this. Whatever the cost of the cigars that you order, they tack on 50% tax to ship it out of state from out of state to Colorado. So when I spend $100 on cigars, it now costs me $150 for cigars.
What?
Excise tax.
You know, I did see a tax on mine, but I didn't think it was 50% of all that.
If you ordered them in Colorado?
No, if they're in state already, it's for anything if you buy it out of state and have it shipped into the state. 50% of the retail value.
Interesting.
Because I was like, what is that? Click.
Wow.
And I remember voting, like the way I vote on my ballot is if it starts out by saying, shall the tax be increased? Nope.
Nope.
No.
That's as far as I read. No.
Well, Mesa County we approved a property tax increase.
That was for hotels, wasn't it though?
No. No, the company I work for just got a big, massive increase with their, the bills just went way up.
Crazy.
Yeah, so businesses are having to pay that.
Dude, the government. So
look at yours, Dave. I'd be interested. Well, you don't have a lot of, I don't think, county taxable stuff, though, really.
No.
Your vehicle, maybe, registration. You might see some of that there.
We could go into insurance later, but it is insane. Yeah, 50%. My insurance on my business vehicles. Yeah.
Wow.
From last year. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
How do you?
Yeah, way to go, Biden. You're doing great. Yeah. Union is strong, right? Yeah, things are bad. Really? How do you come to that conclusion?
So that's the reoccurring question that comes to my mind all the time is, what is better? Like, in the grand scheme of things, what is better? What has been better over the last 3+ years now? And I can't think of anything.
Well, from an economic standpoint, a price perspective?
Like, just in general. Like, just start with
all
like
things.
Economics, I can't think of anything that's
I'm
better.
Trying to think of even, like, foreign policy. No. Obviously not. We got Ukraine and,
well, we're,
you know,
like on the
all
brink
these other,
of World War III
sure
in
are.
Several places.
Yep.
So the stability's not better.
China, Korea, yes.
Relations
no.
are not better.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't think of it. The only thing I could think of that has probably seen an increase over the last few years I think, is people's faith. And I say that because there were a lot, remember last year, how many breakouts there were, and you had these sessions that just went on. What was that one?
I do agree that.
Is that the one in Florida?
Kansas or something.
I thought Florida had a big
Kentucky.
One.
Kentucky. Yeah, there's revivals like popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think people are coming to the faith like, what's going on here? All this craziness going around. It's like, do you believe that? Where do you go for truth? I think people are actually starting to search for that, which I guess I look at the, as a positive, right?
Yeah, because, well, here's the thing. As the world grows darker and some of these things, you know, happen, the light goes obviously lighter.
Right.
So whichever path you're choosing, hopefully you're choosing the light, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that too. I really have. Yeah.
And that's the most important one, honestly.
Yeah.
So if that's getting better,
then it's probably worth it. Maybe.
You know what? So fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Let's go for the ride.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is, man.
Outside of that, I can't think of anything that's gotten better.
I can't.
Quality of life is not. I mean, people are working harder to pay their bills, so that's putting more stress on families.
AI's gotten better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, that thing's smart.
They're growing fast.
You know,
if you want to write a business plan, it's getting a lot easier, right, Dave?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Start a company, just ask AI how to do that. But you know, one of the things I wanted to make a quick, you know, detour here really quick is most of the people in this room are not negative. We are not pessimistic. We are very optimistic in really everything that I've ever known about Matt and Comrade Kamikaze. I'm sorry, Kamikaze.
Comrade Knutson. Yeah, but
we Knutson.
Yeah, Volt. You know, the thing is, and we are not negative people, but we see what's happening, and it's hard to say what is positive in this world right now because, you know, we're starting to see some outcomes from the January 6th and. You know, how the wool's been pulled over our eyes and, you know, a lot of deception. And so, you know, when you see all this stuff coming to light and it's really hard to focus on some of the positive things, like Dwayne is saying, yes, people are definitely coming to faith and definitely our faith episodes are taking off big time. Mm-hmm. So there is hope and people are finding that foundation of truth, hopefully.
Which you'd expect, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Dave, to your point, the darker it is, the brighter the light shines. Yeah,
that's right.
So, and the Bible's a big beacon right now. So I think people are running to that for that reason. Mm-hmm. Just crazy. Another way to use to look at this is mental health, right? Like mental health right now is really bad in America. There are more people on prescriptions.
And subscriptions.
Yeah.
And
all those.
And both. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Then I think ever before in history. And it's not solving it. I mean, people are getting addicted now and just,
Can I add on to that? Because that was one of the things I wanted to talk about before I came in here is I had a little conversation with a gentleman in the security industry. And I asked him, I said, because he actually works for a hospital. And I said, how are things going? You guys busy? And he said, we are stunned on how busy it is. And the thought occurred to me, you know, with our mental health, it's a huge issue. Matter of fact, I just found out here yesterday, I lost a friend, good friend. He and I did martial arts training together. We went shooting here probably 2 weeks ago. He got twisted in some prescriptions and different things, and he's gone.
No,
I had no idea until yesterday, and it's affected me. So the mental health, it's awful. The mental health is a crisis, is all I can say.
Big time.
Yep.
Wow, that's sad.
And it's booming. If I want to stay in business in this, there's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep.
You know, hopefully as people find their way back to God, that to me, that is the one place that can Spring Mental Health Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to take time and effort, right? Like anything does. But my hope is that. Because it's like to understand, like if you're wandering through life right now and you're looking around and there's no lack of, I mean, we touch on it a lot, right? And we're not negative dudes.
No.
But there is a lot of evil, negative stuff out there that is vying for your attention. And while some of that evil, crazy stuff feels good at the moment, it's not sustainable. It doesn't give you purpose. And it leads you down a path to where you will find yourself lost. And it doesn't matter how lost you were, you are, how far down that crazy dark path you've become. If you just open that book, it'll shine a light on you. And it doesn't matter. Like there is nobody that doesn't apply to. Like you are exactly where you need to be. Just open the book. Just light the path. Like it's hard because there's so many things pulling at our attention spans in so many different directions, you know, social media, the media, the news, the political divide, the struggle, the day-to-day life, health impacts and issues and illness and sickness and costs. But dude, like when you open your eyes and you hear the birds chirping outside and you take the time to look for God and see what's around you, your entire perspective changes.
Right.
That's powerful, man. That's better than any antidepressant you'll ever find.
There is hope, and it's the true hope.
Right. Right. Well, and part of that, the Bible talks all about it too, but you have to have community and you have to have friends and fellow believers and just the people, you know, right, that you can have fun with and share, break bread with, go have nachos, you know, whatever. That's missing big time, right? People are lonely. I think if you would boil it down, one of the main reasons for all that stuff is people are lonely. You have more contacts in your phone than you've ever had before, more contacts on social media, more friends in quotes. But you don't, there are very few people who actually have few real friends, you know, it's a big issue, right?
Yeah. Interaction, man.
Because again, we said it before, but if you go to African countries, they don't even have a term for depression. They don't have it. It doesn't exist. Their community, there's like third generations in one house, you know, they're not depressed at all, right? They're busy. They're happy. They're fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Right.
And they have nothing.
They have nothing. Yeah. They're happy. And
yeah.
Well, they have a simpler outlook. Yep. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're living their own lives. They're not chasing someone else's depiction of a life. They're living their own lives.
I guess that's kind of the takeaway, you know? Yeah. It's depressing. The economy. Yeah. There's nothing good. It's all pretty bad right now, but again, there's some steps you could take, you know, get in the word. God is moving, and try to get some friends, right? Mm-hmm. Go break bread with people, yeah, right?
Break nachos, like you were saying.
Just break, break
nachos. I caught that.
Nachos. Yeah.
No, but having a community, I think that's the big thing, and find positive people to hang around, people that are like-minded, that you know, really, really do want to make a difference in this life and in this world, and
right,
you know, commune with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're still here, man.
Yeah,
still you here. Can look at all this, and you can look yourself in the mirror, and here you are. You're still here. You're surviving. You're winning, dude. It's not all. It's not always ever going to be roses and easy. Which, whatever. But you're here. Mm-hmm. Like all the craziness going on out there, and you're still here. There's a reason why you're still here, man.
Yep.
It's because you're resilient. You got it. You got this.
Yep.
So all good, man. Well, guys, Dave-O, what do you think, man? Rate the cigar. You got to give it a rating.
I'm going to give it
circle up.
I'm going to give it an 8.
8-0?
Yep.
Huh? Duane?
I'd give it a... I mean, it's good. I like the flavor. I was kind of used to the sweet stuff.
So I know.
This is definitely not that. So I guess for that reason, it's, yeah, probably 7.5.
Mm.
It's good, though. I do like it.
Definitely different.
Yeah.
That price stick with a 7. All prices seven. Right, you. I'll go with a 7.
Deal. Yeah.
I'll say good. Smooth burn.
Yeah. Stays burn the whole time. It's, and it's unique. It's rectangular.
Mm-hmm.
For my first rectangular cigar I've ever smoked. So,
yeah, there you go.
I'm going to order the octagonal ones next time.
The flying pigs. Have you seen those? The big, no. Bulky. They're crazy looking.
No.
Yeah, we'll have to try one of those one
day. Okay.
So, well, yeah, check us out, man. Hit us up. Podbean, of course, across all the apps. Live content. If you're not following us on Podbean, please do. It's free. We're going to pump out some live content again and get after it, man. A lot, man. There's a lot coming up. A lot going on. I mean, want to keep in the know, you know, but don't let it overwhelm you. Keep in the know. Be aware to beware, right? Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
Love it. And so, any topics you have that you want us to cover, shoot us an email. Let us know. Happy to cover it.
There you go. AmericanDudocracy@gmail.com. So hit us up.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
See you next time.